Hey everybody, you're listening to Vision for the People Radio. My name is Derek, and I wanted to take the opportunity tonight to define what this show is all about. And if you've listened to the first two episodes, especially the second one on anti-conspiracy propaganda, you're probably able to gauge a little bit about what I'm talking about. But tonight I wanted to expand on that and to go into greater detail about the show's direction and who's it's directed towards. If you're a Christian and you're listening now, I want you to understand that my main focus here is that this show remain Christ-centered. Because any amount of work that I do to put into this is nothing compared to what God has given me. The show can go nowhere without Jesus Christ. It can reach no one without Jesus Christ. But if you're not a Christian and you're listening and you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you don't believe even in God, at the very least I would challenge you to listen, to take a closer look, to open your ears, and be willing to challenge your own beliefs. And I would ask that of anyone listening that is not a Christian. Maybe you are a New Ager. I would challenge you to investigate what I'm saying, because really, isn't it the most important thing that you can do? Maybe you don't believe in a soul, but what if you're wrong? I think you owe it to yourself to at least examine the issue and to be open. And that's all I'm asking you to do. Whatever your belief system is. And over the last year, I've found how very important it is to know why you believe what you believe. And of course, I touched on this issue in the anti-conspiracy propaganda episode. And if you haven't listened to that, I'd ask that you would go back, check that out, and really think about what's being said. In naming this show, I had a little bit of difficulty. You know, at times, I tend to be a perfectionist. I want things to be so perfect, you know, even to a fault. But I wanted a name that would encompass all that will be talked about. And let's face it, when you're talking about politics, the occult, religion, the paranormal, entertainment, society, culture, prophecy, faith, spiritual warfare. You know, what do you name a show like that? The most important thing to understand is that every one of these things are rooted in a common ground. And what Vision for the People is about is that you would see the big picture. You would see how they are all connected together. And there's only one way that you can. And that is at first believing on Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. When you do that, it is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge for you. There was a time in my life when I was completely unsure of everything that I'd been taught, even whether Jesus was even a person. I will never forget the prayer that I made to Him, sincerely, show me. Ever since then, my life has never been the same. If you seek God with all of your heart, He will reward you, and He will make Himself known to you. And only through belief can you actually see how everything in this world is all connected. Maybe you're into politics. Maybe you're a Republican, maybe you're a Democrat. I want to show you the real nature of politics. That this whole partisan bickering that's going on is really divide and conquer. You know, why do Republicans believe the Democrats have it all wrong, and why do the Democrats believe the Republicans have it all wrong? Maybe you're a libertarian. Maybe you're a Ron Paul supporter. What I would suggest to you is that no political man can save this country or this world. Maybe you don't believe in the occult. Or maybe you're a Christian who has never really studied the occult. The Bible tells us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. If you are to be wise as a serpent, then you have to know your enemy. If you don't believe in the occult, I'd like to show you how real it is and how it affects your life every single day. If you are a religious person, I would like to explain to you why I don't like religion at all. I believe religion is man's attempt to right himself with God. And sometimes I'll use that term for lack of a better one. But I would like to reveal some of the real problems with religion. And maybe if you're an atheist or an unbeliever out there listening, and you look at religious institutions, I would ask you sincerely to look to the source and not to the institution of this modern century. That is, if it's a Christian institution, or if it's an institution such as the Catholic Church, which claims to be Christian and really isn't. And if you're listening and you're a Catholic, please allow me to show you. I used to go into church and take everything as truth, and the Bible teaches against that. We're to prove all things. Whether you're Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, it doesn't matter. If you're into the UFO phenomenon, I would like to show you who aliens really are. If you've always wondered about the pyramids or Stonehenge, I'd like to show you why they really aren't mysteries. Sir Francis Bacon said, "Mysteries are due to secrecy." Well, if you know the secret, then you know it's not a mystery. If you love movies, television, I'd love to show you what's really going on in Hollywood. Where do these filmmakers get their ideas? A lot of time it's from the same source. A lot of times it's the same story being told over and over again with different actors in different locations and scenes. I don't watch movies the same way I did a year and a half ago. I'd say even a year ago, and when I watch a movie now, I can never go back to the way I used to watch them. That doesn't mean that they still are not entertaining, but the awareness of what is being taught and what your subconscious mind is being told is there. Because when you watch fiction, your guard's let down, but your subconscious mind soaks every bit of it in. And you can adapt your worldview without even realizing it. If you're into music, what kind of music are you into? Because there are powers and forces behind that music that you may be unaware of. I want to talk about our society, how it's changed, how our culture has changed, and the reasons why. What influences our society and culture? Who drives it? I want to reveal some of those forces behind the wheel. And I want to talk about prophecy. Because as I have said before, prophecy is the calling card or the selling point of how I know and you know that the most best-selling book of all time is the Word of God. So it will naturally be an important part of this show. Test God on this. If you're out there listening and you don't believe, test Him. And I'm not talking about it at a superficial level. Get in the book. Many people before you have done it. Many people's lives have been dramatically changed because of it. You owe it to yourself to do it. And naturally, faith, which is so central to our lives. We all have faith in something. Faith is believing in something you can't see. Now, you may have faith in science, who theorizes on the things unseen, but it's still faith. And I want to talk about spiritual warfare. Because what you're going to find out is, if you don't already know, that behind the front lines, in every single thing that happens in this world, is spiritual warfare. I want to talk about who the enemy is, how to recognize the enemy, how do you fight the enemy, and for you to be more aware of what's really going on, the things that you don't see, how they play the most major parts in all that you do see. I want people to understand that you don't have the truth unless you have the whole truth. The world can be so deceptive and confusing. I could disagree with you on just about any issue. Evolution, for example. And I can pull up article after article after article that would suggest that evolution is true. But at the same token, I could pull up article after article after article that would suggest that it's not true, it can't be true. Yet, at the end of the day, would you and I still be bickering over the same issues? And why would we be bickering about it? There are forces behind everything in this world, whether it be science and technology, the political landscape, what's on your television at night, what your kids are watching during the day, where you go to drink your coffee. It's all connected. It's a lot simpler than it may seem. In reading a description about the show, you may think, what a whirlwind of topics, but it really all comes down to one simple issue. And that is that about 2,000 years ago, God became a man and lived a sinless life. And he took your punishment, the punishment that you deserve and that I deserve, willingly, so that you could be made free, so that you could live an eternal life with God, that you could be made right before him. And everything else is a war for your soul. If you don't believe me, I beseech you to take the challenge of digging in and seeing what you don't see now. I want to thank you for listening. I really want to challenge you. I want to ask the tough questions. And I want to challenge you to think your worldview through. Think all of your beliefs through. And challenge me. Let's dig together for the whole truth, to see this world completely in clear focus. And that's what vision for the people is all about. Thanks again, everybody, and God bless you.